Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In this week's episode of Triple T.
Are you looking at dicks? And I was like, and then I see the woman look at me, I see the hairdresser look at me, and I'm like, are you gonna finish that fucking sentence?
It is higher than it has been in almost a year and a half.
So it's higher than human?
Ooh.
Allegedly.
It's getting there.
And knowing me, this is like changing my oil. 2 minutes tops. I'm done, you know? Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, and Toby, what would you put here?
69.
Always.
Thank you for your support.
They're doing the biz. Take two.
Two.
You guys are wondering who this guy is on the YouTube feed below us. That's fitting. That's you been whacking off. He is back. A lot of sports stuff, but that's a little celebratory dance because the sports stuff for the one season, for the one kid is done, and it's ramping up for the rest of us. But this is take two because we did the full introduction and everything before, and that's on me. Thank you, Riverside. You're doing your job, YouTube. We got confused, but at the end of the day, it's on me. But shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network before I forgot, because last time we recorded Sunday, did it in the last 30 seconds. So to make up for it, we're going to do that now, and you think I'd be prepared with the podcast of the month. But I do know, if you go to the DeluxeEditionNetwork.com, like me, you can click the podcast of the month, and it's not updated there yet. But or maybe it is, but either way, I know it's the Deluxe Edition podcast, and it's the Steve and something crypto show. And I always forget the second name. I do apologize for that one.
Speaking of crypto.
Oh, like the currency?
Yeah. Okay. So because the CFO of like Bitcoin or whatever is like under indictment for embezzlement and all this other shit, bro, Bitcoin has blown up over the last 4 days.
Really?
It is higher than it has been in almost a year and a half.
So it's higher than human?
Ooh.
Allegedly.
It's getting there. So damn. I think today, right now, it's at like 44,800 per Bitcoin. And it for like, so just give you an example, last week it was at like 32,000 per Bitcoin.
Wow. Interesting. I had some random person slide into those TikTok DMs saying, he goes, first of all, the first message, and I'm assuming it's a bot or maybe somebody that doesn't speak very well English, but they were like, yes, you are welcome in my DMs. And I said, and I put back, motherfucker, you slid into mine. And then he went on and he goes, well, I really help people to have two forms of currency and this and that. And I was like, cool. And then he goes, do you want something with crypto and Bitcoin? Do you want me to teach you the ways? And then I just, I was like, I'm done with that. Like, but that was just that's a bold move. You're welcome to chat with my DM.
I had a Marine, or I don't know. At this point in time, I want to call him a former Marine because most likely he's one of these guys that only served for 4 to 6 years, got out, and then talks heavy shit to everybody else that's in the military. But it was on, I want to say it was Veterans Day. And this guy comes in and he goes, hey, I'm a Marine. I was like, fucking congratulations to you. And he goes, yeah, you're welcome for my service. I was like, I didn't fucking ask. I'm like, I'm retired. You didn't hear me fucking say it, did you? You cocky son of a bitch.
Get the I still fuck loved out. It.
And then I banned him from my fucking live. Fucking hell yeah. Goddamn. Listen,
and if he comes in here, Lalette, you ban him from here too.
Listen, I love all my brothers and sisters throughout the military service, but that doesn't mean that you're all worth a thank you or anything like that. Like there's plenty of shitbags out there. Don't just go giving willy nilly thanks for your service to everybody that you see. It's not fucking necessary. It's not necessary.
Last week, Official Stephen Walker was like, "Hey, you were military, right? Thank you for your service." And you were like, "Thank you for your support." I thought that was.
I've been saying, I didn't do it for you.
That's pretty good too. That's pretty good. I never know what to say when people do hit it up or hit me up and they're just like, you know, like I do this. Hey, thank you for your service. But now I'm like hesitant to say it sometimes because there's been so much, you know, not smart ass, but you know, funny comments that come back. So
you should be like,
I mean, I struggled for the longest time as, you know, as a service member, both when I was in and after I, you know, retired, you know, how do you, because we don't want it, right? Yeah, I mean, the like, if you find somebody that wants you to thank them for their service, I can assure you that's the douchebag that doesn't need to be thanked for his service. Probably got kicked out of the military or was like, fuck this, I can't handle it, and got out after 4 years, right? Like, that's the asshole. That's if you find somebody that says, you're welcome for my service, that you found him, you found the guy. But if somebody wants thanks for their service, they definitely haven't been in long because I don't know anybody. I mean, like I said, I served for 20. I got out in 2014. I'm almost a decade past, you know, serving at this point. And nobody that I, you know, have known that had a tenure in the military through retirement likes hearing it because we feel awkward about it. Because, like, you know, like I said, I joke about the whole, I didn't do it for you. But we didn't. We did it for ourselves. We did it for purely selfish reasons. Nobody went in and said, I'm going to go protect you, and then went and served and put themselves on the line. That's not how it works. It's not. I mean, some people, yes, felt like a sense of duty, but they still did it for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get thanked by somebody that you didn't do this for, you don't know how to respond to it. It's like putting you on the spot. It's like a math teacher doing this fucking crazy ass equation on the board that you have no idea how he got to even where he's at. And he turns around and goes, oh, and Toby, what would you put here?
69.
Always.
I don't know. So I struggled for the longest time with that. And I determined that the best response I can give to somebody for that support is thank you for your support.
Yeah.
I had somebody get angry at me for saying that. They're like, thank you for your service. I was like, well, thank you for your support. And they got all pissed off about it. I was like, what the shit just happened? And I said, what was I supposed to say, lady? What'd you want me to say?
Yeah. You tell me how I'm supposed to respond so we can all get together or get along on the internet.
It was either that or prison. I should have chose prison. You know what I mean?
thanks for your service. Yeah, you're welcome. It was either that or prison for a rape sentence. I got lucky. Turns out I really like killing people. So, I mean, it works out. But I'm here now. I'm better.
I'm due. It's like, I'm either going to, you're next. Which one do you want?
should I start saying it like that? Thank you for your service. You're next.
I mean, it can't go that bad, I wouldn't think.
Oh, I would imagine.
I have to imagine if you do it on a TikTok live, though, that probably might get you shut down with the whole.
They only allow that at Denny's.
Well, fuck it. Let's find out. I'll go live on TikTok. Somebody's going to be like, oh, man, thank you for your service. You're next. Mm-hmm.
Angel said, this got dark. So for anybody that doesn't know, we are using a different platform. We're not using the one that we did before that you could feature the comments. We don't see the comments. We are in the live looking at comments. We don't feature them. And to be honest, when we do the editing anyways, most of them of us saying like, hey, what's up, B-Fits? What's up, Jen, you know, Suits, Jen, who dot, dot, ever. What's up, Copper Johns? A lot of that stuff would probably get edited out anyway. So we are thankful that you're here. And we do love that you're watching.
Thank you for your support.
Commenting. Thank you for your support. The classic. And if anybody wonder where Richie is, Richie's having some technical difficulties. It wouldn't be a triple T without multiple technical difficulties. So he'll be in shortly is what the message said on the gram.
Oh, my God. What a brilliant fucking idea. So I'm going to get, you know, the tipping app, you know, and anytime somebody says, thank you for my service, I'm going to do one of those.
That's brilliant. Actually,
that's just hold it up 15, 20, 25% and just be like, that's it, man.
I like that move a lot better than the previously one discussed.
They're gonna be thank you for your service. Oh, you're welcome. PayPal is in my bio. You can tip whatever you'd like, you know, to show your thanks.
It's like, what's
God, the amount of hate I would start getting, dude. Could you? But my account would just blow up.
Mm-hmm.
That it'd have that Matt Rife effect.
Yeah. Oh,
did you see he gained 2.5 million more followers since everybody started hating on him? You know why? It's because all these. So that post that he made that everybody flipped out about,
the helmet one
with the special ed helmet. Mm-hmm. He posted that on Instagram. He didn't post that on TikTok. That was on Instagram. And first of all, how people didn't realize that was not going to be a good link to click on because it says tap here to solve your issue.
Because from a comedian.
Because it says for all of you that were felt offended by my joke on the special, tap here to solve your issue. If you didn't know that was a fucking setup for something, I don't feel bad for you. I don't.
Nope.
Not to mention the fact, I'm not going to lie to you, I found it hilarious because I'm a dark humor person and I understand it's still meant as a comedic response to something. So yeah. I understand it. And I understood the humor. It's an old joke. But I understand why he used it. You know, he was like, I'm going to test the audience out, see how they feel. I didn't hear anybody not laugh. I didn't hear anybody lose their shit at the special. You know, mm-hmm. It's all these white knighters speaking on behalf of other people or, hey, you got offended. This was shown on Instagram. You brought it over to TikTok and made your offendedness public. To clout chase, to try to get something from it. You didn't do this because if you are on TikTok or any other social media platform and you're making a publicly viewable video discussing your outrage over something somebody said or did, you're doing that for your own gain. You're not doing that for them. You're not doing that. What are you speaking on behalf of a whole group of people that you can't get a consensus from? So, but what this did is this, it put him in such a light that one, everybody that loves dark comedy, like myself, if they had never heard of this guy before, they do now. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh shit, I like it. Dude, that was funny. And they'll go follow him.
Yep.
And you've got people. Yeah. And now if you want to talk about the political spectrum, you've got people from the far right, from the far left and the right, you know. If somebody from the far left is like, no, this is offensive to everybody and da-da-da, everybody on the far right is going to be like, yeah, I fucking hate you. I'm going to like this guy just to spite you. Mm-hmm. And 2.7 million more followers because people were outraged about a joke that he had on a comedy special. Fuck.
Let me ask you, who do you think has more followers of these three? Beyonce? This is Instagram, Taylor Swift, or Lionel Messi.
Oh, Messi.
It's got to be Messi.
It's got to be Messi.
Yeah. Messi, like, it was like, say, 400 and something million, I thought I heard, followers, then Beyonce, then Taylor Swift. And the reason that it was there, I was listening to Two Bears, One Cave, and Segura and Bert Kreischer apparently are calling out the Kelce brothers and saying how they're trying to steal their thunder with the podcast, and it's bullshit that they're doing it better than them. So they wanted to have a challenge to see who can raise more money. And they're like, well, I know that the Kelces have Taylor Swift, but we got the Bees, and we got this, and we're going to get Jerry Jones. And they're going off about all these. We got Rogan, and we're going to go there. And Bert goes, you have no idea the amount of money that I'm willing to put up of my own just to beat these fuckers. And it was just, I don't know, it was a funny concept, but it's a kind of the same thing. They're kind of creating a beef, creating some stuff just, I think, to test and just to fuck with people. Do they really have a beef with the Kelces?
Oh, absolutely not.
No. But if it pans out, it's
a friendly, healthy competition, you know, and you've got to put on that game face, though. You know what I mean? If it was between the three of us, who could get the most money raised for, you know, I don't know, fucking AIDS research, whatever charity, right? And it's a good cause and everything. We'd be going at it. Dude, we'd be going at each other in TikTok videos and Instagram videos, and we'd be doing it here on the podcast, and we'd be, you know, comically getting in a stupid fucking arguments just to try to kind of fuel that rivalry and get people going, yeah, I fucking can't stand Toby. I can't believe Euban's not beating him. I'm going to throw, you know, money to Euban to raise money for his charity, you know, or whatever it is.
Make it rain. I did like Bert's jab, pun intended, about what he said about Joe Rogan. He goes, I haven't even asked him yet, but he's like, you know how he is. He's against the jab, so he doesn't like Kelce.
Yeah, he already doesn't like him. My favorite part of that whole thing, there was so many just funny things about that, but the best part was, because I'm immature, Bert rips one. He goes, and he goes, I just shit my pants. I just shit my pants. I'm not even drinking. I just shit my pants. And Tom's like,
don't trust a fart after 40, man.
Right? And that's the whole thing. Toby says that. And then he's like, did you really? And Tom's like, yeah. So he gets up, Bert. He puts his hand down his pants and sniffs it. And he goes, nope, it's clean. And Tom's going, Rrr! He goes, give me a tissue. So he's in the middle of the show, wiping his ass to prove to him with a tissue. He's like, Tom's like, don't put that out there. Like, legitimately, I'm like, this is the shit. This is the stuff right here. Could you imagine if the three of us were in an actual studio? The amount, like, it would just be that much crazier.
Oh, shenanigans. It'd be like the guy that we fucking featured last week. The two guys that we featured last week where the guy was like, what's your favorite animal? He's like, or what animal scares you the most? He's like, fish. He goes, no, I mean animal. He's like, fish. But what do you mean? He's like, no, like animal. He goes, fish. What the fuck are you talking about? A fish is an animal. And they just start going at it. That'd be us.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed at least once a week. I mean, you've seen Euban and I screaming at each other through the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You guys would have already seen my nutsack and how it has the stitches on it that makes it look like a deflated football. Oh, you guys would have seen it. Mm-hmm. I think 7 stitches. I would have you guys count each one.
Mm-hmm. You ever show me your nuts, I swear to God, I'll speed bag the shit out of those things.
These things, I mean, you're going to be able to get a little bit of a nick because, I mean, these nuts are massive, bro. And the extra skin, just imagine Fat Bastard and, you know, Goldmember when he lost all that weight. Imagine what his nutsack looked like. That's what mine looks like. All right. That's all I can imagine is he's the only one that can replicate what the fuck is going on down there. Again, some guy's hand was in this damn thing, in my sack, untwisted my nuts. Sewed the balls back to the base of the sack and then said, done. What do you do? If you get a trash bag and you stuff that motherfucker full and then you empty all the trash out, is that trash bag still the same? No.
Yep. Are you, especially one of the expandable ones?
The Force Flex? Yep. That was my nutsack. Yeah, the Force Flex. Yeah. That's what mine used to be. It was Force
Flex. He actually had it tattooed on his balls, but it just says Force Flex.
So the last thing I want to say, by the way, before we do get into videos is I watched an interview going back to Matt Rife. I watched an interview with him today, a very well done interview where with the guy that's normally known for having people that aren't like comedians and things like that. Mm-hmm. And Matt had said something that is just brilliant. And essentially it was, we have a finite amount of time on this earth, right? Like average, we'll just say 80 years. And for you to spend that time being upset or offended and staying in on your phone and watching the drama and everything like that, when you have this unlimited amount of things that you can do with your life on a daily basis, is just sad and pathetic. If that's the way you're choosing to utilize that gift that's been given to you for that finite time.
Yeah. It's true. I like that word too.
Can I bitch about something real quick too, before we watch one video? I forgot.
I mean, I've already done it.
Have you ever, ever heard someone pronounce the company that makes Jordans? I'm not going to say it because I don't want to ruin it. How would you say the company that just do it? What is the name of that company?
Nike.
Is that how you say it too, Toby?
Nike?
No, you're fucking with me now. Go fuck yourself.
No, it's Nike. Of course it's Nike. Okay.
So have you ever heard someone call them the shoes, their Nikes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Fuck, God damn
a lot.
It. Really?
Yeah, bro, that's I got my Nikes on. Let's go.
I got my Nikes. Yeah.
Like, I grew up saying that. I grew up saying that.
God damn it. I got to go apologize after this. This sucks.
Bro, that is a very common term for somebody wearing Nikes. Bro, mm-hmm. Nice. No. I like your Nikes.
Damn. Okay. Well, one thing she is wrong about. So we were shopping for shoes.
Is she, though?
She is. This time, 100% wrong. Okay. This motherfucker got me to. We're sitting there in the salon, right? There's a lady has fucking foil in her hair. She's getting highlights. She's sitting in the chair. My son's in the other chair getting his hair cut. Wife's sitting on the couch. I'm on the other side. The door's kind of in between us because there's not enough seats. And I'm just sitting there. And I'm on my phone looking at shoes for my son. And she's like, looks at me. She's like, are you looking at dicks? And I was like. And then I see the woman look at me. I see the hairdresser look at me. And I'm like, are you going to finish that fucking sentence? Are you going to finish that sentence? And I look and I go,
is she talking
Dick's
about
sporting
Dick's
goods.
Sporting goods?
Yeah.
I knew exactly what she was talking about.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there looking at her and she just like, she didn't realize it because she obviously was like, oh, you know, everyone's going to realize I'm talking about Dick's Sporting Goods. And I'm sitting there going, bitch, fuck? Everyone's sitting there looking at me and I go, shoes. And she's like,
shoes.
Oh my God. And they just all started busting up laughing. And my son's even sitting there laughing while he's getting his hair cut. And I'm like, thanks. Leave me high and dry over here. Everyone's thinking I'm looking at dicks over here. What the fuck? So she's wrong on that one. Nikes might be a thing, but asking if you're looking at dicks in a salon is not. What the fuck?
Well, maybe, listen, I would, like I said, I immediately knew what she was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. So also, it's you, and she knows you. Yeah. It's a valid fucking question, regardless if she's talking about sporting goods or anything else.
Mm-hmm. The guy that goes by a username, you've been whacking off, could potentially be looking at dicks in a salon.
I'm the only one with my phone in my hand because this lady's got the drape thing on her and with the foil. Looks like she's trying to fucking, she's got conspiracy theories going on, you know? And I'm the only one with the fucking phone in my hand. So everyone's kind of looking like, he's looking at dicks, and I'm like, God, you fucking bitch. I called her. I was like, you're going to finish that? You're going to finish that sentence, right? Yeah? Yeah? And she just like, oh, my God. And I'm like, you stupid ass. God damn it.
Let's be honest. Wrong. You probably deserve that one.
I want to high five your wife just for doing it, whether it was intentional or not. I'm hoping it was intentional, and she was feigning surprise.
Nope. Now, she could fake a lot of things. Being surprised is not one of them.
I wanted to go back real quick because you said that there was no chairs, but you listed about you and 8,000 kids. It's pretty easy choice. Just stop making kids so you can go in public places and not have to have the huge, huge table in the restaurants and take up an entire salon for your family. But you do you. You can pull
first
out.
Of all.
I guess that's what you do when you have orthodontal money.
First of all, fuck you.
If you have orthodontal money. I mentioned it again last week.
I know. I heard it too, motherfucker. God damn it. So anyways, my parents or my kids were blessed that their parents are introverts and we don't go into restaurants. We get that shit to go. So,
fair.
We're,
Again, because you understand, Matt, it's a time thing. So you're like, oh, okay. I live 45 minutes away from this restaurant. Do I want to sit here and wait an hour to get my meal, eat everything else? Or do I want to eat this in the car on the way home so I can just get the fuck home?
You're going to have like guys with stomachs like us, we have to poop. And then you're always like, is the restaurant have a decent shitter? That goes through my mind. Not that I overly care, because I mean, I'm gonna blow it. I had to go to the pizza place the other day after. And as we were coming through, we got done a game. Naturally, don't we have no idea that there's a parade, a Christmas parade going on. So we wait for about 20 minutes waiting for this parade. So we're like, oh, and the pizza shop is right in the middle of it, thinking it's going to be forever. We get our pizza. One of my favorite pizza places around. We get there. Of course, me, it's like, oh, 40-minute ride home. Not going to chance it. And the shitter is pretty much in where people, like, within 6 feet, if not less, of where there is a table of family eating in a very thin door. And I'm like, I feel bad for them. I feel bad. It was not a good time. But the family knew, like, when it's done, it's time to go. And we went, made some eye contact. Have a good day. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. See ya.
I always hate it because every time that I have to blow up the bathroom, there's like no line anywhere. You know, it's like, okay, nobody's waiting for the bathroom. I'm going to go run in here real quick, blow this up. And knowing me, this is like changing my oil. 2 minutes tops. I'm done, you know, bada bing, bada boom. And then
Toby's like, that's too long.
And by the time I'm sitting down and I'm giving her hell, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me right now. God damn it, Jesus. 1 minute. 1 minute, bro. Hold on. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. And then you have to like scoot like a little bit past the door because they're trying to get there. I'm like, you might want to give that minute. It's okay.
Jesus Christ.
I fucking told you. Sorry, buddy. Sorry about
you. At least they're not staring through the crack, like staring you into the eyes while you're pooping. Because let's be honest, some of those stalls, the doors have, I don't know why the crack is that big.
Why are they so wide?
I don't. Somebody just can't do math, I think.
Like, honestly,
they should have listened to Toby's professor a little bit better doing the math equations.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. Have you seen, like, whenever you turn the lock and then you see the lock over, you're like, there's no fucking way that's even going to latch. Like, there's no fucking way that's even going to latch. And then it
barely
does. So
do you
hold
the door or you're just like, fuck it. If somebody opens it and doesn't look for shoes, that's on them.
We always had this kid in school who, you know, he had Down syndrome. And so on the latches in high school, man, if you didn't have it all the way latched, he'd always come over there trying to like shake it. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to fight off Fred. God damn it. Freddy's going to fucking come in here fucking again. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. And you're not winning that fight.
Oh, no.
I don't care how tall you are.
He has more strength than a mom with an injured child. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's true. All right. Let's do a video. I'm feeling a video. We talked about a Christmas parade. We talked about Christmas. This is the perfect video to make Toby smile or triggered or any of the above. So let's do the thing.
Yeah, I'm going to believe Blockbuster. I'm going to take Blockbuster's word for it more than a choir full of black people and Steve.
I mean, I'll give them the creativity points for coming in, breaking down whoever wrote this, probably ChatGPT, and saying how many times there was Christmas in it, at what scene, stuff like that. So, yeah, that was sent over 3 times. Please show Toby. Please show Toby. Please show Toby. So they said please. So I showed Toby.
Quick question. Was that really quiet for anybody else?
Yes.
It was for me. Very much okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
That was awful. I didn't like
that. Yeah, it was not good.
So I guess it's because I genuinely just don't give a fuck if it is a Christmas movie or if it isn't. When people get really big into that, they're like, hey, it is, it isn't. And I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Just like pineapple on pizza. But people are like, hey, I eat it on it. I'm like, that's cool. I'm not eating pizza at your house if you fucking order it. I'll take the pineapple off. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of pizza, can't have pizza without tomatoes. This was another video that said, this was Toby's job. This is what Toby was supposed to be put on this planet for. I'm not exactly sure how to take this, so I'm going to let Toby be the judge of how they should take this.
Jesus. All right, what do we got here? What, hold on, is that a tomato?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Right. What? Damn. All right. That's what my dad. That's what my dad always told me. That's pretty much how I was talking the entire time we had the dunk booth up while I was in it a few years back on at the dude. I was ruthless. If people were throwing at me while I was at the dunk booth, man, I was giving people fucking dude, didn't matter. Oh, you gave your kid a ball? Awesome. Maybe they'll hit it. You know, I was just like, but then again, with you as the parent, I'd be willing to bet that this child's going to throw backwards.
Mm-hmm. Did that one sound better?
It did.
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, like I said, I think the actual, obviously, audio from the guy talking shit was quiet because it was through a cell phone. But yeah, that was pretty good. I've seen that before. I mean, that's a Renaissance style fair guy talking shit. That was good. If they connect with one of those tomatoes,
bro, with the distance that was, you've got to chuck it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like they weren't giving him like full tomatoes, like a whole tomato. It looked like they were giving him like chunks. So smart.
Could you imagine getting hit if it connected? I mean, that was a fairly big hole. That guy, let's be honest, he didn't look like he was, you know, obviously a pitcher. He looked like more of a catcher. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
But as Bert Kreischer would have definitely loved the ass on that man. He almost had, I don't know if you guys saw that in the white shorts. He had almost, you know, the guy that does the videos with the big, big ass whether it's fake or implants or whatever. He looked like he had an ass like that. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but
I mean,
good for him.
Slay, girl, slay.
Where do we go from here? Let's go with this one. We talked about if we were all, this is a little throwback to about 10 minutes ago. If we were all in a studio, this, we couldn't be this good, but this is a podcast clip that me and Toby love that you've been sent over with a very valid point in this. And Toby probably has seen it unless it's a brand new episode and he hasn't seen it yet, but let's go.
In the other room before we started recording, I started singing.
These guys.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
That's not the one. That's definitely not the song.
That is it.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
If anyone's going to give it to my dad, it'd be Santa Claus.
I know the song is about your dad is dressed up as Santa Claus. And that's what I got. But if I came downstairs and I like snuck in, I saw my mom hooked up with Santa Claus, I'd probably just go back to bed.
I'd be like, damn, this is going to be a fucking sick Christmas.
Yeah, I'd be like, definitely, I would say something normally, but I do want that bike. So I'm just so
that's how mom Nintendo, you know?
I would be, as a kid, I'd be like, okay.
You know, and same thing. I would not say a word. What would be worse? And I feel weird asking this question because I know your mom. She's a fucking sweet woman. But like, pretend your mom wasn't your mom for a second. Would it be worse if you saw Santa and your mom kissing? Or if you saw him like fingering her?
Dude, I fucking love the basement yard, man. God. Yeah. Love those two.
I just like that. What do you think the answer is, you stupid bitch?
Yeah. That's their Have you ever, dude?
Like it's usually Joey. It's usually Joey being called the dumb bitch or something like that. Constantly by like Frank is constantly like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, you dumb bitch. Like it's just hard. And like,
have you seen that podcast before, Euban?
Oh yes.
Yeah, I thought so. A lot of people have. They're very awesome.
I used to follow Joey on Facebook. Like he used to post funny videos back in the day or whatever. And so I didn't know his cousin obviously until the podcast, but. I remember, I think the most significant video I think I remember was a year ago, maybe with the Pop-Tart discussion. Maybe it was further than that, but
It was a while ago, like, that one. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, when he's talking about, you know, like the Spider-Man, you know, it was that. Yeah, I'm just like, I remember that fucking Pop-Tart. Hell yeah. And I was like, I know exactly which one he was talking about. Same thing with like very specific Mountain Dews I remember from like a kid. Like, did you guys ever have that pitch black one? Like the grape?
I didn't drink soda.
What was it? Wasn't it called Mountain Dew Pitch Black or something like that?
Yeah, it was like a purple label and it was
I never touched it. I can't stand Mountain Dew.
Oh, I don't drink Mountain Dew anymore, but it looks
rough. They still have a second version
of it too.
Yeah, they made a new one.
Oh, sorry. This one is it was on Walfart. Not actual Walfart, but you get it. But it says out of stock. It was a 12-count, 12-ounce cans.
Limited. Huh. We have limited runs of it.
I'm sure it gives you limited runs.
Damn it.
We've been hanging out too much. That one, I wasn't a soda guy, so that one wasn't on my radar. I remember seeing a lot of different style Mountain Dews and the real Mountain Dew collectors of the world. That one got mixed reviews in the public, I'd have to imagine, right?
Yeah, I know. It turned my shit just the most fluorescent green. Loved it.
Better than like really dark colors where you think you have like internal bleeding because it's so dark red in your shit or something or whatever that were black.
It ends up making your shit look black.
Mm.
Or if you forget to take the string off the bologna and you're just like peeling it out. I'm just fucking with
it. I was wondering where this one was going.
Next video.
Yeah, next video.
Did a dog do that?
Okay. Well, speaking of shit. This account I've been watching for a little bit, and it's pretty funny. And this guy, I think, got stuck into a niche where I'm not really sure that he wants to be in, but it's been going pretty well for the guy. So I don't know where he's really going to go. I think it runs dry at some point, kind of like just looking at videos of people shaving and you pretending to scream. This one can only, I think, go so far. Different ways to poop.
I've never tried the Gronk one, but again, it would have to be solid. So,
I mean, the Sir Harrington one just makes sense. You can have your breakfast cereal while you take your shit.
Yeah.
See, mine would not be the instead of Oliver Twist, like having my hands cupped, like I'm holding, you know, a bowl of fucking porridge. You know, please, sir, may I have some more? That'd be the Oliver shits, because mine, you know, I'd have to cup it like this, and I just have to drop it.
And yours would probably get stuck on that end of the toilet. You know what I mean? Shit in the opposite and all up there. And then you'd have to, I don't know how many flushes or brush it after to get it back down, because it's just going to pile up without the water there.
The backsplash.
Maybe you do the roller coaster where you have to like lean back a little bit, but that way. You know what I mean? So it's angled down a little bit different. So the angle of the shit coming out actually hits the water. But then if you take a leak while you're, you know what I mean? Then it's going to, then you're going to hit the target in the middle of the toilet seat, and then you're gonna have a mess.
I just feel like
I honestly think the United States would be way better off if every toilet produced had like a little target in it.
I agree. I always said that if I owned a bar, that each, you know, the, I think I might even said on the show, I've had to, we've been doing shows for years, you know, the squirt gun game at a carnival where you have to hit the water, hit the bullseye, and it's a race thing. I would have that as the urinals. And be like, and there'd be a person that worked the bathrooms like the Philly airport and be like, all right, wait. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next up on this race. And they have a full urinal thing. Ready, set, go. And yeah, is the higher the pressure and you hit there, then the horses go right above the urinals. And whoever in does it at the end gets a free beer. They get a bar. They get a beer chip at the end.
Yeah. Or even, even like just a score tracker or based on pressure, based on pressure and length of time.
Mm-hmm. I just thought the horses just game would be fun.
A high score on there.
Could you imagine? You know what I mean? High score is good too, but just the horse race. And next thing you know, you have four racers all with their own horse. And then there's going to be an audience of just people rooting for dudes taking leaks. It's going to be the most dude thing ever. And all the women are be like, where are the guys in this bar? You know what I mean? Like, and then everybody comes out and they're probably going, were they all doing cocaine in the bathroom? They're having a piss race.
Yeah. Couple of tables or corner booths right there in the fucking urinal.
Bet you it would be the cleanest bathrooms, at least urinals, because you're gonna hit it. It's gonna be in there.
Yeah,
I feel like it probably wouldn't though, for one aspect that we're probably not thinking of, because you're gonna think everyone, if they're trying to have a longer stream or more pressure and everything, they're gonna hold it for as long as humanly possible. They're gonna keep down in beers. They're going to be sitting there, and then they'll be waiting for the next race. And guess what? You're going to get there, and you're like, oh, my God, please start this motherfucking race. Please start this motherfucking. And then guess what? They ran out of spots.
You can't go.
I mean, if you could hold it for the last 30 minutes, you can hold it for one of the one. I mean, they're all going to be sick. Have a cap on the race, 60 seconds. You know what I mean? 60-second piss while you're drinking is easy to accomplish.
Get rid of, though. Is it really worth that much of, maybe, I don't know. I guess.
For a free beer, and you're drinking, but, you're going to, I mean, all right, fellas in the chat. How many of you would have all of these drinks just to be able to, you know, do this race? And I mean, I'm going to do it 100%.
So you'd have to hire someone to hand out the beers or do monitoring the carnival game, essentially. You'd have to.
Well, they don't have to hand out the beers. You got the normal bartender. You just have somebody in the bathroom that's not only their job is to do the races, but they're also going to clean they're going to constantly clean the bathroom like the airport.
Yeah, just like the guy that you have in the really fancy restaurants and things just sits in there. Guy.
Hand you a towel, except for it'll be a paper towel, hand you some mints if you need a rubber, any of that kind of stuff. We're going to hook you up, you know?
You're like, hey, you need an eighth?
Who Dada ever says, why just the fellas? She'd get in on that. And she said, put camera on their faces. You can't put cameras in bathrooms, and at least in my state. No, so I don't.
Anywhere in the United States, it's illegal.
Yeah. We're not going to do that. Good idea. If people want to bring in their phones and they can record themselves, that's on them. We're not putting the cameras in.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would cheat because, again, since they never have a solid movement, I would just go the other route and just shit directly into that. And just. A little bit of the clubs would give enough pressure to make me win every time.
See, so you're going to turn.
I'd have less. I'd be there less time than if I pissed. Matt knows that takes me 30. Twice as long to take a piss.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying confidently that you would turn around, drop your drawers to shit into a urinal with a crowd full of people staring you right into the face while they're pissing. And you're going to just stare at them. And then the other dude's just pissing as hard as they can, grunting. And you're staring at a crowd of people taking a shit in a urinal. I don't think you're going to do it.
Not for a free beer. Not for a free beer.
Not for a free beer. No. Not for a drink, Chip. No.
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 I called you out. I didn't. I had to because I just. Yeah. You were talking how it was
fucking
weird.
Ridiculous. That's why.
Now, it was awkward when you shit and there was this space in the shitter. I mean.
Now, what if they included into the stalls that you can shit in?
The same game?
Because as we all know, if you shit, you end up pissing.
Right. Right.
No, what you do is you play battle shits. So you have a tablet or some kind of thing that you can play a game of battleship while shitting on the side of the thing. So on each
there
side of it.
There should be games against other people who are shitting at the
shitting
airport.
Next
like
to
Connect
you.
4.
Even if it's one ship, you just sit down, you have to press a button, game on, you both accept it. You lay out one ship and you go through and then boom. Oh, you sunk my battleship.
How about this? Whenever you get into the stalls, you're betting pieces of toilet paper. So you have one hand of poker, and that's going to determine how much fucking toilet paper that you get.
And you have an automatic toilet dispenser, so yes. Only one of you actually gets the toilet paper. Only the winner, if you accept, gets the toilet paper. That poor guy cleaning the bathroom, though, he's gonna be there. Can you legally, through a health code, serve alcohol in there? Because I feel like people aren't going to want to leave the bathroom.
You cannot serve. You cannot serve in there.
I didn't think so.
No.
I didn't think so.
Huh. So there was
unless you want that F rating.
I mean, if this is the attraction to the bar, I have to imagine it's probably going to get that kind of rating anyway. But you never know. That's the million-dollar idea.
We had a guy at one of the hotels who stayed who wiped his ass with the shower curtain. So, that was pretty nice. Whatever's in his
just
diet.
Just for fun?
No, he said he ran out of toilet paper, but there was two rolls on the back of the toilet, so I don't.
So he's just being confused. An asshole.
Yeah, because he asked me like, "Hey, you want to come look at this room?" And I was like, "Fuck, what sex toy or what was left?" I was like, "What is it this time? You know, drugs? What is it? You know?" And I go over there, and they're like, "Hey, just look at that shower curtain. Is the shower curtain rod? Is it on level?" I'm like looking up, and I look. I was like, "What the fuck is that? Is that shit?" I was like, "Is that shit?" And they're like, "Yeah." And guess wiped his ass with it. And I was like, "What the fuck?" I do not envy housekeepers. That is a terrible job.
That's a terrible job. Do they get fined? Like, do the people that do shit like that, do they get charged for it, or is it just written off?
$350.
Oh, that's what you get for wiping your ass with a $20 shower curtain. I don't know what they really cost, but it can't be too much. But
no, who knows? It's probably they probably pay $60 because they're idiots. But it's just
the housekeeper should get the rest of what buy the new thing. Housekeeper should get the rest for having to deal with that.
So they have like these gift card pools and stuff for like having to do like shitty jobs essentially. So because we had a football team one time that collectively took a shit in one of the tubs.
Jesus,
dude, it was like.
It was the Chiefs, wasn't it?
Was
way to go,
dudes.
Kelsey and Mahomes. You sick sons of bitches.
Dude, this picture. 30 oh dudes God. Shit into a tub.
I don't know if our bar games are going to be a hit anymore, but who dot it ever had the perfect name? If we do, we call the bar the John.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
I like
it. Roll Tide. It was Alabama. Alabama. Fuckers. I don't know. I'm going to play this one. This video. Oh, shit. What did I do? This video made me laugh. Where is it here? Yeah, this is the one. Okay. I thought it was taken down because it was good, but I was like, why would this one get taken down? But then I forget that there's people on the internet that are very petty and sad about their life. So here we go. This poor dog.
That's right, buddy. You tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
And now, if that dog shits on your bed, shits in your shoe, the dog gets a free pass. Like
deserved. Deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that to your animals.
Right. What the hell? I mean, do they do that to? I mean, my dog's crap dust. at my house all the goddamn time. I would never.
Don't ever be around a Great Dane when it's sleeping. Jesus.
Dude, my cat's fucking. They're gross. Stephen Purry. He's an animal.
That is a lot of intestine to go through before it reaches the asshole on a Great Dane. Like,
yeah.
I think preheats, cooks, and broils.
The air fryer. All right. This is a good one.
Look at how confused he is. Oh shit, there it is. This would be us. That would be us if we were in a room together. Mm-hmm. Everybody would just stop and look over and be like, what the fuck, man? Euban?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck did I do?
That would have been a Euban answer. You fucking know it as well as I do.
Yep.
My For You page is about 37% Down syndrome, I guess. So it's getting there. It's getting there. Now, do you guys follow the Paralympic page?
No, you asked us this. You asked us this when you were getting ready to start doing Special Olympic betting when you shared that video.
So
almost a year ago.
Okay, but did you guys ever watch any of their videos?
No. Well, yeah, I've watched them.
They're fucking hilarious. That is the best.
And the thing is they come under fire so often, and they've had to make videos, and they've gone like with the New York Times. And interviews and everything saying it's our people making fun of themselves and understanding, you know, there can be humor with their disabilities and things like that. And why does somebody else feel the need feel like they have the right to tell these people they can't make fun of themselves?
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
I love that. One of the greatest improvised lines in all of movie history.
Absolutely. Fucking love it. I quoted that so much during my youth, man. Every time we passed by Dairy Queen, when the fuck did we get ice cream?
that's a good one.
Oh, shit. I'm going to send you guys just a flood of these Olympic videos.
I want to see if I can handle it.
I know it's an older video, but goddamn, I love it.
What the hell are you doing? Got the weird uncle living in the basement. Coming up, you know he probably just got done jerking off watching porn or something weird, and he's hungry. He's coming up stairs and just happens to see the weird nephew doing some weird shit.
That's why that scream was so high pitched. He was afraid of what was in the cellar.
Yeah.
He landed on the Jergens.
The mountain of empty Jergens bottles.
Hey, Jergens for the jerkin. If I were to ever get a sponsor, Jergens, call me. Dude, you've been whacking off. There's no better fucking sponsor. Come on.
How have you not partnered with some kind of lotion company?
I don't know. Or Adam and Eve. I feel like I just need to reach out to him. Like, hey, this is my name. Send me some toys. Let me potentially electrocute myself in the shower. This sounds fun.
I mean, you heard it. If anybody's looking for that. Yeah. Speaking of that, you've been whacking off and Jergens and creamy tips. This video was sent, I bet you, 7 times, but not with the duet. But the duet added something that I had to play. I had to do this one instead of the full video.
Squeeze all the cream down to the tip. Mm-hmm. Squeeze all the cream down to the nice creamy tip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want a nice creamy tip. You have to shove your creamy tip into the hole as deep as you can go. Mm-hmm. And then you squeeze. And by doing so, also you put a Dairy Queen thing on the end. But by doing so, pokes out the backside. The cream pokes out the backside. That way you don't have no, like, you know, middle gap without the cream.
You want the cream.
You want the cream to poke out of the backside when you shove the tip in there. So that way, the cannoli is properly
filled. All the way through.
Properly filled. All the way through.
You can't tell me that guy didn't know what the fuck he was saying.
I'd have to imagine he did, but the comments in the original video are good. Especially with Texas being prevalent in football again, it just added even more attention to it. Man, was it good.
God, that was good.
The creamy tip. Leave it to you. Just, on a scale from 1 to Uranus high, how high were you there when you saw that one?
Oh, shit, dude. I was pretty up there. I would say at least an 8, and it got me good. There was another one. Shout out to Evan Normus. His Instagram videos that he sends me are fucking top notch. Between him and D Lemon, those two sons of bitches send me the most vile fucking videos.
Listen, I'm wondering if D is just sending you what I've been sending him, because he rarely responds to me. And dude, I was slamming his DMs with videos for like the last 3 straight weeks.
Oh,
and I think he just gave up. He's like, there ain't no fucking way I could keep up with this shit. I mean, I was sending him stuff that at one point in time, even I had to go, all right, man, like I need a break. Like, this is...
yeah.
Let's bring them on next week, both of them, and we'll give them 1 week to see who can send in the best videos. And we just get to kick back and watch the shit that they send. But Euban, you have to be the filter to see, will it get a shutdown?
Oh shit! I mean,
that's a dangerous game to play. Have them send it to me first. Let me be their filter. Let me do that.
I honestly would just give you my access to my account so you could just see my feed between those two.
I don't see your feed.
Never get on the Instagram Reels feed like at all. Like that, if I get that in public, that shit is haunting. I make a joke about my TikTok feed and like how that algorithm is like blessed me with some weird shit.
Bro, you like one video on Instagram and your whole feed is just that.
It's like,
I went to the dark side quick going, I can't stop it from giving me these types of videos now.
Yeah. I even told him too. I was like, between like people getting like limbs cut off or like seriously hurt and shit, you know, and just the special needs people, I'm just like, these are fucking like, it just every time I would. And now, like, you know, whenever you hold like the home button, it like shows you like people or things that like you're interested in or whatever and stuff like that. The shit that I see, I'm just like, there's just a lot of special need people. A lot of people getting hurt. A little bit of food. Thank you, Brandon McDermott. And then some titties. Of course.
Who are you thanking for that? Yourself?
Yeah. More than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you to myself. Remember, I am Euban whacking off. So I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say more than likely it's Content Candy. Donnie. I'm gonna blame Donnie for that.
100%.
Mm-hmm. When in doubt, blame Donnie.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the time that I think he came on the show or whatever, and Zach started following him, and then he added him on Snapchat, and he came into work. He's like, "So, just saw Donnie's penis." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I mean that does happen. There's a lot of people that have seen that." He's like, "I just jumped on Snapchat and was just like, oh, go through my friend's stories, and boop, there it is." I'm like, "Yeah, pretty good one, right?" He's like, "Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty
good." That's what he. Whenever he gifted me a year subscription to his OnlyFans, and he's like, "Here you go, man, here." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." So I sent him a year of mine. I was like, "He's not going to want mine," but I was like, I didn't know how to return the favors. So I was like, "Here you go. Here's a year to mine." And he's like, "Thanks, man." And I was like, "You're welcome." You know? And then he goes, "Oh, by the way, you're definitely going to see my dick." And I was like, "Oh, that's part of the biz, right?" And I was like, "What the fuck do you say to this shit? I don't know what the fuck." So only like
you should say, "Thank you for your thank you for your support."
Thank you for your support. But if you guys want some quality content, hashtag Content Candy.
Mm-hmm. all the content candy. It's good stuff.
They had a lot of different board games.
A lot of different board games. This one's good. This one's for you, Toby.
Mason, what did you do?
Bro, I tell you what, Windex needs to fucking support this fucking family.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? What did you do? Did
you
close?
You know, I love that because it reminds me of my boy so much too. Just like, you know, he had that silent like the entire time until mom said, "Are you hurt?
Are you hurt? Okay?"
And then it's just actually. And then you used to see me going.
You're like, oh God, here we go. He was fine until you said something.
But that dog was a ride or die. He's like, I'm not gonna let him look stupid. Yeah. I got your back. And that, kudos.
And then
dog.
He was. You could tell he was so concussed. He was licking the window after. Like, I gotta dirty this shit up.
That dog. That family should be if that house is the one that owns that dog. They don't ever have to worry about that dog running out the front door again.
Never.
That is true. That dog learned that I can't trust this shit. And it's going to stop. You could take the glass right out of that front door, and that dog's still going to wait for you to open that fucker before he goes out.
It's probably the only way to get the kid to stop running into it. So, I mean, take the screen off it, do it for the kid, and the dog's just fine. But let's throw this one out here. We talked about math teachers. And recently we've talked about gym teachers and you should never trust them. So let's do this one.
Got him.
That was a good shot.
What a good sport.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's probably another teacher and they're going to, you just did that to the gym teacher. He's going to handle that in the teacher's lounge.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, it was funny for a second.
I like how the guy was wearing a Michigan State hoodie, but a Purdue toque or beanie. Come on, pick one. Pick a team. Pick a college. Maybe he went to both. I don't know. I shouldn't judge. I guess technically I went to two colleges in a matter of a year and a half.
Pick a college as long as it's not Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Committee.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on because I don't overly – I love college basketball. I don't really get into college football as much. But then I got on social media and it was – and I went,
bruh.
Okay, well, guess Florida State didn't make it.
Fucking worst decision. I can't – listen, I don't even watch college football, but, bro. I did my research after I saw the hubbub and I'm like, there ain't no way that should have went down like that. There ain't no way.
And this is just more proof to add more teams. Just do it. Just do a fucking 16 team or whatever it works out to be. Just add more. Who gives a shit? 12. Let's go 12.
Playoff. That's what they're going for, and that's what they should have. I know nobody gets.
You think they did it intentionally? So now people are like, "See, this is why we should do 12." Or do you think they're not that smart?
No, I think they're still just going to keep rolling with four.
The only person I've seen happy about the decision are Alabama fans and Justin Unley. That's it.
Michigan did not look too happy. They did not seem very happy that Alabama got in. They were like, we wanted Florida State, you sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted that backup quarterback.
Yeah, potentially the third stringer. Or did the second string play? Was it the third?
It was the second stringer, I think.
Well, the second stringer was out with a concussion.
Oh, maybe.
Did he play versus? I didn't watch the Iowa game, but I think he was out as well. I think they were on their third string. But maybe, like I said, I didn't watch it. But I knew I watched the game before, and the second string got knocked out with a concussion, I thought.
No.
Like, got his bell rung.
Damn, nope.
So I don't know if it was third string or whatever. But either way, yeah. So,
sorry to all you Florida State handily. Fans. I mean, handily.
Yeah. I mean, if they didn't copy the Braves with their whole thing, then maybe they could have got in. But nobody else wanted to hear that. Braves have had success. Deion Sanders was pissed, I heard, though. So he's going to actually be the coach of Florida State next year, so they get in, I heard.
You could feel it in his ghost toe.
Ah, shit. All right. Well, that's a wrap. We're about an hour and 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. It was fun. I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate anybody that's still watching this for whatever reason, and for all of the people that still came in and went to the first one that I messed up and then came back to the second one. You guys are absolutely awesome. And we're, like I said, Toby reminded us the last couple of weeks, it might not look the greatest on the YouTube, but that one's going to go away. We're going to have the fully edited one where it switches audio and everything looks and sounds so much better. That'll be out tomorrow whenever I get a chance to post that. So hopefully by about, let's shoot for noon. We'll say noonish tomorrow. We'll put that bad boy out. So can't thank you guys enough. And Toby, Euban, appreciate you. Richie, I know you had a little technical difficulties. Hopefully everything worked itself out with that. And we'll see you guys next week, maybe with Dean Lemon and Evan Normus as some special guests. So I'll let you message that and line that up, Euban. So you might want to do Absolutely. It right now so you don't forget. Because you've had a lot of Capri Suns tonight. I don't want you to forget.
Yeah, don't tell Evan I'm going to be here, though, because he doesn't show up when he knows that. Tell him, say, Absolutely. Yeah, I'm pretty certain Toby's not going to be there, so we're looking for two.
Yeah, he's got the runs. He can't make it tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he has probably not as much to do, because if he's anywhere near me, the cold and the snow are starting to pile up in our area. So, all right. We'll see you guys next week, or we won't. I don't know. Hopefully we do. I mean, I'll see you guys next week, but as far as people watching, we'll see you or we won't. So, all right, that's all I got. Be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. Smell you later.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.